Best songs of all time. The SASES has been busily working with communities on flooding in the River Murray and flash flooding on the Fluorio. Joining me for an update and for some advice for river communities is SES Chief of Staff Robert Charlton. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Before we talk river, how's it all going following on from the storm at the weekend?
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, it was a very busy weekend for us. So requests for assistance, almost 3,000. But at this stage, we are very close to completing those. We have less than 100 requests for assistance still outstanding, but it's certainly been a huge effort by our volunteers, supported by local government and other emergency services.
Yeah, have you had to get a bit of extra support than usual?
We have certainly called upon the Country Fire Service volunteers and Metropolitan Fire Service staff to assist us, and I know that local government and council employees, as well as obviously SA Power Networks crews, have been very, very busy.
Mm. Still some trees out on the roads?
There may still be some. We're hoping that there's not too many. We think we're at the last tail end of clearing the request that we've received, but there is still obviously a chance that there may be some trees out there that perhaps haven't been called in to us. And so, yeah, obviously people still need to be careful.
Yeah. What is it, 132500 if people need some assistance?
Yes, 132500 for SES assistance anywhere in South Australia.
Great. 000 in an emergency, of course. And how about that flash flooding? Is there still a bit of cleanup going on from the water and, you know, helping people with, damaged properties and things like that?
Look, I don't have a lot of detail on whether there is any more cleanup from the flash flooding. It's certainly one of the things with flash flooding is it comes up quite quickly and then goes down quickly as well, thankfully. But there may still be a little bit of debris around from that.
Any concerns about this coming weekend's weather?
We are obviously monitoring the weather for Saturday. So there is a forecast for some storms, although at this stage the Bureau of Meteorology is not forecasting it to be anywhere near as severe as we saw last weekend.
Excellent. We'll keep an eye on that. With us at the moment is SES Chief of Staff Robert Charlton. Let's talk River Murray. A watch and act out at the moment for the upper and lower River Murray. It's quite different to a bushfire watch and act, but still something for communities to take action on, right?
Yes, definitely. So it's a similar principle to a bushfire warning in the fact that people need to be aware of it and aware of the situation. It's just that this situation is much longer. You know, we know that the flooding is going to occur, but there is time for people to actually prepare and be aware of the risks.
What are those risks?
At the moment, with the increased flow coming, we're obviously seeing water levels rise. We're seeing the speed of the water increase. We're seeing some the risk of submerged objects maybe being washed down the river, but also things like pylons, walkways, railings and things like that, jetties that possibly going underwater. So people need to be very aware of that if you are in or on the water, that there may be something there that you can't see.
Right. And then what about communities, shacks, places all along the River Murray? I'm sure low-lying properties most are at risk, but there are a few thousand who could potentially be inundated, right?
Definitely. So shack areas are of concern for us, and we are already starting to see impacts to some properties, and we know that that number will increase. Depending on the exact final flow that we receive will determine the exact number of properties, but people do need to consider preparing their properties. They can refer to the SES website, which is www.ses.sa.gov.au for information. There is fact sheets there, particularly for aimed at shack owners, about preparing for that. And the other thing is we've been holding a number of community meetings throughout the River Murray, and we have one tonight at the Wakery at 6 o'clock at the Wakery Bowling Club.
Great. Now, I know that there might be one in the pipeline for the lower River Murray region, the Murray mouth, is that right?
Yes, so there will be some additional community meetings specifically for the Lower Lakes area. We have held a number in the Riverland, but we will be working where we have held meetings at Murray Bridge and also Manham, and there will be further down the Lower Lakes as well.
I know that it was live streamed and you've been live streaming them on your Facebook page. Is that something that people can catch up on later?
Yes, you can go on to our Facebook page and have a look at those. Some of the information will apply across a number of different locations, as well as some that's tailored to that particular community.
With regards to the Lower Lakes and Murray Mouth, obviously the least impacted area in terms of the River Murray, but should people in those spots be taking action as well?
Look, I think people do need to be informed and to be aware of that. You're right, the impacts probably aren't going to be as high. There's more space for the water to fill up and to flow out, but we will see an increase in depth there as well.
And what infrastructure will be affected from these higher flows?
So there is certainly the risk of any infrastructure that's close to the river. So we are already starting to see SA Power Networks disconnect some customers, or at least highlight to other customers that there is a risk of that, because obviously we need people to be safe. They'll only do that once it's absolutely necessary. We could see impacts to community infrastructure, such as pumping stations, again, that may need to be either turned off, although where possible we're trying to make sure that we can protect that infrastructure with temporary levees or flood mitigation measures to try and keep things still operational.
Yeah, and tell us more about mitigation. I know that you've got some supersized sandbags coming our way.
So one of the products that we've been able to source is called a defence cell. So it is essentially, like you said, a supersized sandbag, but it gives us the ability to build a wall, and that can stay in place. I mean, obviously we're working with infrastructure owners and also engineering solutions just to make sure that it's the best solution, but that does give us some options to protect those specific locations.
Great. And anything else that the SES is working on in terms of mitigation in the coming weeks?
So we do have some community sandbagging locations available this weekend. And again, on our website, we've got details of that, but we will have them available at Glossop, Blanchetown, Murray Bridge, Manham and Bow Hill, where people can come along, get some sandbags, but also get some advice on how they can utilise sandbags. And that can also be found on our website.
And I know this isn't your agency's responsibility, but are you aware of any support that's available to low-lying shack communities if they are having to relocate?
Look, I'm not sure whether there is any anything or not, but there is information from government on the SA government website, so www.sa.gov.au, from a range of different agencies, and there may be something on there.
Great. I'll check it out and I'll keep our listeners in the loop. Really appreciate your time today, and thanks so much to you and all the wonderful volunteers working around the clock at the moment.
Thanks for that, Jenny.